The All This podcast is brought to you by All This International, supplying your expert AI and digital transformation staffing needs across the US and Europe. Today, you are listening to our ServiceNow series, where we interview the best and brightest of the industry to share their story, advice, and views on the exciting world of ServiceNow and digital transformation.
Hello, everybody. It's Mark Kelly, Chief Customer Officer and Co-Founder of All This. I hope you're doing well wherever you are in the world today. And part of our All This ServiceNow podcast series, I'm very, very happy to welcome Nigel Arbery to the show. Nigel is a Senior Director at Jade Global, and Nigel is going to be speaking to us today about the importance of having the right partner relationship in place and talk about some of the challenges that when things break down, we don't necessarily go to plan. What's an effective plan and implementation project to actually work on within that? Nigel, thank you very much for joining us on the podcast series today.
Thank you, Mark. Pleasure to be here.
So you've worked in the world for consulting an awful long time, and you're now working with Jade Global. Before we jump into Jade, would you tell us a little bit of background about you, how you got into this world, and yeah, over to you.
People sometimes say I look younger than I am, but I've been doing this consulting work for about 25 plus years now, and so I've been doing it across the world, and I love consulting. I love working with customers. I wouldn't be doing it as long as if I didn't have that love for helping organizations get better. I started as a tech consultant. I started doing technology and field services and installing software. And over the years, I found technologies such as ServiceNow through my journey. And I really fell in love with the platform, the capability, and the ability of the software to really solve organizations' challenges. So yeah, for the last 14 years, ServiceNow has been my bailiwick. And it's been something I love helping clients to implement and to improve their operations.
With all that experience, I'm sure you've seen things go really, really well and things not go so well. And that's just the reality of life. With a lot of technology projects, it's very hard to actually get different systems working together. But with ServiceNow, the platform, does a really good job of doing that. Jade Global, tell us a little bit more about the company's scale opportunity.
So Jade Global's been in existence for 20 years. We're San Jose headquartered, and we operate in 7 countries and 11 centers around the world. We have an offshore operation and onshore operations in a number of different locations. We're a consulting and managed services business. We have a fairly large footprint. We're 2,000 plus people, so we're not a small organization anymore. And we're fast growing. The Inc. 5000 has recognized us as a fast growing business in the United States for over 13 years. So we really are a powerful organization, and our consulting division is growing and growing. And so we support multiple different technologies, ServiceNow being one of our service lines. And I'm privileged enough to lead that service line and lead that part of our business unit. And with my colleagues cross-functional, I'm able to bring other technologies to our clients as well across Workday and Oracle and other technologies as well. But yeah, ServiceNow is definitely the way I'm staying. I love this piece, and I'm glad that I can help Jade grow and expand its business into our clients.
13 years on the trot is a pretty remarkable trait to be continuously growing and growing, getting
Absolutely.
Up to that number of 2,000 as well is some achievement. So let's talk about supplier relationships. We know when, as a supplier and winning relationships, partners want to put their best foot forward. And sometimes they can be a bit of a habit of saying, yes, we can do everything and we're the perfect partner for you. However, in reality, that isn't always the case. I know you've worked in companies such as EY in the past. What's the steps that you need to get right to make sure that the partner and the customer are actually effectively right for each other? And actually being some cases saying, you know what, maybe we're not right for each other.
Yeah, it's an interesting challenge, and sometimes it's a responsibility on both parts. It needs to be an honesty on both parts of an organization, for both the client and the vendor, to realize where that partnership is not perfect. I can go back to an example. God, it must have been 20 years ago now, but I was working for a smaller consulting firm, about the same size as Jade is now. And we were doing a major project for a major high street chain in the United Kingdom. And our team and the client's team just could not see eye to eye on how we were going to deliver this project effectively. Every project manager we put up for the role was rejected by the client. The client put project managers that were not effective and not able to really do the job. And we identified this. So what we did, we worked with the client to bring in a third party, an independent project manager, to help coordinate across both those areas. We realized, again, it was an honesty, facing up to the challenge of that these organizations need the right leadership to drive a project to get the results that you need to get. Otherwise, you're not doomed to failure, but you're going to really struggle to get the results you want to get.
And if you ask most organizations if that's something that you would do, they'd probably scratch their head a little bit, like, over my dead body, would you want to try to do that? Because you'd be obviously cognizant of the kind of control, the influence, how we look in this situation. But if you really genuinely want to get the right, I suppose, the right relationship set up on a good foundation, it's something you needed to do. And how did that work in reality, kind of managing through that kind of two parties? Because obviously they would have to be independent or at least neutral for this to work.
Yeah, it actually took us a while. We put the project on pause for probably around a month, 6 weeks, until we, and both jointly, you know, our leadership teams went out there to source the right person. And they went through extensive interview period to find that right person who was truly independent, who would hold us both accountable, because that's the thing. We had, they both organizations had that strong leadership, and but the strong leadership realized that in order to be successful, that was the only way that it was really going to be. The problem is, if you start going into any sort of engagement without really taking into account what your end goal is going to be, what you're trying to achieve, and whether you have the people in place, it is ultimately consulting and delivery of projects and engagements like we do is all about having the right people in place. And so if there's a gap, or the person is not the most appropriate, or the team can't be structured properly, you're not going to get the right results at the end. It is the case of just having that honesty, and that helps in the long run. It is a hard conversation in the short term to have, but in the long run, it is going to lead to a lot more success.
If we take a step back and you're working with the company and you're trying to agree what those goals are, and we know that goals and outcomes can change as the relationship progresses, and how important is it to keep bringing people back to the stated outcomes, the goals that you originally agreed with, and keeping them as your kind of North Star? Because what I see day to day is mismanagement or miscommunications where people feel they're going in a certain direction. However, the reality is that wasn't quite what you signed up for.
Yeah, and that's, you're spot on, Mark. The organization's goals and needs are changing as well. So even when, if certainly for longer term projects, for short projects, it can be relatively stable. But if you're doing a longer term project or a longer term transformation with any organization, the goals that were established at the start and the objectives which an organization is trying to achieve are likely to modify, and sometimes quite substantially. So I've seen this a number of times where there's initial agreement and handshaking about what we should be doing for the client and what we're trying to do. We've taken the time maybe to understand the base case and the starting point in those use cases. And then within a few months of maybe starting the project, if you take your eye off the ball and stop asking the question about, does this still fit the purpose? Yeah. Are we still trying to achieve the same goals? If you don't keep asking those questions, then what you end up doing is that, even with an agile methodology, if you're not asking that question continually and just going through the motions of doing the project to along the lines of what you've committed to at the start, then you're going to end up with a likelihood that you're going to miss some of those marks. I've seen it done a number of times in organizations where the original statement of work was written in a way, and it was, and you're holding the client to it, and the client is holding you to it, without really looking at, is this actually going to achieve our goals? Because what we believed was what we were trying to achieve at the very start is not really in reality what we really truly want to achieve. And some of that is the fact that there's a lack of understanding. And in a technology like ServiceNow, where it's intuitive, and ServiceNow have a fantastic way of presenting their product, and it is a fantastic product. But we need to make sure that the client and the vendor, in our case, really understand what we're talking about, that we're talking the same language. So sometimes it's a case of spending a little more time at the start, really making sure the client understands what we are going to be doing and how we're going to be doing it. Sometimes it's maybe delivering a phase zero project, which I sometimes call it. We're establishing a foundation and establishing the analysis of really what we're going to achieve and showing the client, making it very visual so they can see, but making sure we clarify all the terms, and not terms in contractual terminology, but the terms of what things mean. Yeah. ServiceNow might call something a virtual agent. The client calls it a chatbot. Yeah. We may call it something else. And we need to make sure that we're all talking the same language and that we have that clear, even if it's not in the SOW. So a vendor being flexible to a client, to their customer, is really important. So sometimes it is a case of having $0 change orders, not change orders to change the scope of what we're doing and change the cost and add cost to the customer. Sometimes just clarifying the terms and conditions and the terminology that's being used to make sure we are delivering something correctly. And then we can all be much happier at the end of the project.
You are listening to the Aldis Podcast. When you're looking to scale your team, or if you are interested in showcasing your company in a future episode, reach out today. Or if you're in the market for a new role, visit our website to view open positions, www.aldis.com.
It's the spirit of the relationship, right? Mm-hmm. So your best intentions for it, because from the customer's perspective, they don't want to get boxed in into something that they originally wanted. Mm-hmm. However, they're not going to get the impact they need because of you've gone on the consulting journey, where it makes more sense now to go, well, actually, we can see true impact from what we're doing here. Let's continue that route. Let's figure this out as we go on the journey, rather than let's stick to that
rigorously.
SOW.
And yes.
Then the SOW gets done to you, mm-hmm. rather than necessarily going on that journey and you're bought in.
Yeah, I think you know that. One of the phrases you use there exactly, something gets done to you. So a true partner. So sometimes it's better, in my experience, to do smaller point projects in order to get someone on a journey rather than one big SOW, one big event, because then you can show initial value and then you can show that value growing over time. A partner shouldn't be doing something to you, and the client shouldn't be forcing the vendor in the other extreme to do just what they want. The point of having a partnership is exactly that we're going on a journey together. So as a vendor and a customer, it is about hand in hand along the journey. So putting that roadmap together, understanding what those steps are going to be, and making sure we agree on how the best way to transition and move through that journey is going to be. Yes, there's going to be stumbling blocks along the way. There's going to be certain things that we're going to have to overcome. But a good partner will be walking alongside, not pushing and not being pushed or not pulling the client along that journey.
Nigel, as we close off the conversation, tell me a little bit about the steps that you recommend people to go through. So, you know, we're coming up to Knowledge in May. I've got my ticket. I'm super, super excited. Yeah. There's going to be, you know, 23,000 people, if not more, there. And everyone's going to be meeting people, and everyone's going to be in a salesy mode, and people are just going to be talking and discussing. And it's an incredible experience.
It is.
What advice are you going to offer to people who are getting ready to book in these meetings, set up those networking sessions? What should they do?
A great question, Mark. I love Knowledge. It's a fantastic conference. I haven't been there every single year, but for most of my time, I've been going for almost as long as Knowledge. The conferences have been going on from the very early days. And it's always been really interesting to hear stories. And that's the one thing I find about Knowledge, which for a vendor is really important, to hear what our potential clients are thinking about doing, because we can bring our service offerings, the new capabilities, what we've done for previous clients to them. But for customers themselves, it's a great opportunity for them to meet their peers. So what I would suggest to any potential customer of ServiceNow or someone who's starting back on their journey, to try to identify other industry peers of theirs who are also going to Knowledge, try to meet with those people. So attend sessions that are in a similar industry to your own, to a similar size organization to your own. See if you can meet with those people and have conversations about how they chose their vendors, how they chose their partners to go on this journey with them. Having that partner match, having somebody who you feel you can have, who understands your kind of business, is really important, who can scale with you as you grow. Yeah. In this space, there are big players, there are small players, there are medium-sized players. And it's not just the size of the implementing partner that you have. It's that, do they understand your culture? Are they going to be able to team with you and partner with you? Are they going to go on that journey with you? Do they meet and match the things that you know are important to you? Do they understand that? Yeah. So the only way you can, the best way you can get that is by talk to the vendors by all means. Yeah. And they're going to put their best and brightest up at Knowledge. We're going to be there, and we'd love to have people come and talk to us about how we can help them on their journey. Talk to a lot of vendors, but more important than even the vendors is talking to your peers. Find other people who are starting on this journey themselves. And if you're already on the journey and you're looking for a new direction, look for those opportunities as well. So attend sessions that are going to enlighten you on what other people have done and the choices they've made, and see if you can have breakout sessions with those people as well. I'm sure most of them are very willing, obviously, to share their experiences and sit down and have a coffee in one of those many coffee shops in the Las Vegas hotels where you can sit and just enjoy someone else's company. And I think that really opens up people's eyes to the considerations that they should have. Yeah, because you can listen to all sorts of different people, and you really need to balance that when you're making your decision.
Great advice. And you're going over with some goals, some outcomes. You're being flexible about how they come together, but you are being purposeful and what you're looking to try to do. And I love the idea of speaking to your peers. I also think it's important when you're speaking to your peers, try to find companies of similar sizes who have gone on this journey or embarking on this journey. Because if you're going after a large multinational and you're more an SME, you're going to have different contexts, different political kind of environments to maneuver. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot to take into consideration too. Nigel, thank you very much for your time today. I've had the pleasure of speaking to Nigel Arbery. He's the Senior Director at Jade Global. Nigel's been giving us an overview about relationship building, the art of that, and how to actually get the most out of the ServiceNow ecosystem in the partner program. Nigel, thank you very much again for your time.
Thanks very much, Mark. Appreciate the time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Aldis Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and any Android podcast of choice. You can also head over to our website, www.aldis.com, to listen to more podcasts, view our open roles, and stay up to date with industry news. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more great episodes coming very soon.